Morning Live, the leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
G'day everyone, this is Olivia Newton-John.
And Amazon John Easterling.
And we're on Dr. Pat's show talking about our work in the Amazon with Amazon Herb Company, my music.
Ways to contribute in the world, to make the world a better place, extraordinary opportunity for new levels of health and healing and consciousness, and circles of healing that we can all participate in.
And that's our dog Sherlock saying, yeah, tune in.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And Benny and I are just kind of like two kids like in a little candy shop, or rather, should I say, two kids just kind of sitting here waiting to have an amazing conversation. And I am so thrilled being joined today by Amazon John Easterling and Olivia Newton-John Easterling on the Dr. Pat Show. Now, many of you know that I've actually spoken to each of them separately. Today is about an exciting conversation about how to clear your mind and brighten your day. And as you know, the John Easterling, as I like to know him as, Amazon John, absolutely successful, eco-entrepreneur, visionary leader, and he founded the Amazon Herb Company in 1990. We have a powerful vision today that he's going to talk about for better health and rainforest sustainability and how to create a generation of people that can help themselves. Olivia Newton-John Easterling, bam, right here with us today, the award-winning singer, songwriter, and actress, also an environmental advocate and former Goodwill ambassador to the United Nations Environmental Program. Both here today with a message about life, with a message about love, and a message about how we can live life full out. Welcome to both of you. Thank you for joining us here today.
Hey, welcome. Good morning.
Great to be with you, Dr. Pat. Good to connect again.
It's wonderful to connect again. Boy, isn't it interesting, you know, how amazing a day or a year makes, don't you think?
Oh, yes, exactly. In fact, for us, it's almost our one-year wedding anniversary, and we can't believe how quickly it's gone.
I was going to say happy anniversary to you.
Thank you.
Because it is coming up. And, you know, the fact that it's quickly means you must be having a ball.
We've been traveling and we've been all over the world, and it's really wonderful to be able to do it together. That's been the fun part.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we did a 10-city tour with Olivia and her concert, and a 10-city tour introducing ZAMU and rainforest preservation awareness. And we're on our way back to Peru, actually, next week to where we were married to celebrate our first anniversary.
Well, congratulations. I love what you're doing. It's exciting. And I wanted to ask you both, how did you conceive this tour? Because I think it's such a beautiful blend of, first of all, your energies. I mean, your energies together are amazing. And such a powerful message. What was it that compelled you to come up with this?
Well, you know, it's a passion that we each have, a passion about the planet, about nature, about animals. And, of course, my background, of course, is in the rainforest, which is the highest concentration of life energy on Earth. And Olivia's songs and her background, she's been writing about nature. Her song itself is just such a healing resonance that we've kind of come together on the whole idea of a place of contribution and putting healing out there and a healing, you know, circle of healing that really facilitates a preservation of a thriving rainforest. So, you know, the the product of the recent tour we did about the Zamu, which is an Amazonian drink. It's all rainforest plants. It's an organic drink that just clears your mind and brightens your day. It's all about bringing value to the rainforest. We know there's global value of the rainforest with oxygen and preservation of climate change, and a personal value we can get from that, a health value that really initiates this entire circle of healing.
I love what you said about that, Olivia. You know, as I'm listening, we're talking about circle of healing, and I am so struck by the conversation about circle of healing from the last time, Olivia, that you and I talked and you were on the radio and we were playing your CD. As a matter of fact, we still play your CD. People love it. What does the circle of healing mean to you, Olivia?
Well, I think that my circle of healing in life has been completed by being with John now. I feel that we're on a on a path, and I mean, we are both on. We talked about how we were both on separate kind of circles of orbit, and now we've come together. We've created this wonderful orbit together. That, you know, my music and my passion for animals and trees and the rainforest was on a separate place than John's, but somehow we've come together, and now it's really powerful. And I think that we can get the message out through his wonderful products and through my music together. It's a nice synergistic blend that just kind of resonates well, you know, because music has a healing quality on its own, and John's message is about healing, and somehow or other we ran into each other, two worlds collided, and it's a wonderful a wonderful blend.
I love that.
Come out in Zamu.
I love it. And, you know, it's at some level, it's so magical. It's so magical. And, Olivia, like a lot of your films, those films are magical. And so this is a magical story. And, you know, part of the magic for me is talking with you about the power behind this from a three-point of view. One point of view is the health and wellness point of view, and I want to address that issue. Right now in this country, we have rising levels of inflammation. We have people being diagnosed with many, many, many things. And I wanted to ask you, John, you know, from a health perspective, what is the power and the empowerment behind Zamu and behind the other products and behind Amazon, you know, in itself?
Well, you know, Dr. Pat, that the Amazon, again, 200,000 species of plants down there, we've really looked at a tiny 3% for the therapeutic value, yet almost 40% of pharmaceuticals come from that footprint. So we're looking at the greatest treasure house for healing going into the future. It's just a wonderful time of discovery. And you're right, the big issues today are degenerative in nature. You know, the inflammation, the immune system, depression, and in fact, the food supply, commercial food supply, is so lacking in the proper nutrients that people are unable to even think clearly now because the brain is not getting the nutrients it needs. So it puts people in a space where, especially now in today's economic environment, it's very stressful. And so the beauty of Zamu is it's based on a little fruit. It's called Camu Camu. Grows in the floodplain of the Amazon. And there's a couple of things unique about that. It has the world's highest concentration of naturally occurring vitamin C. It has some very important amino acids like leucine, valine, serine, which if there's deficiencies in the diet of those important amino acids, it results in moodiness and depression. And, you know, people, you may know somebody who's moody or depressed.
Well, you know, I might know a few of those people.
It's really fascinating. We say it clears your mind and brightens your day. Because what it does is set up a biological terrain in the brain that facilitates serotonin uptake, so the kind of feel-good neurotransmitter. And so when our vision of the world shifts, you know, our perspective of the world is, in fact, the reality of our life experience in the world. So when that shifts and people begin to see the positive aspects of the world, they just feel better and they get more self-confidence. And that's the important aspect. And the other things are just built in. I mean, the immune system, the anti-inflammatory aspects of the same fruit are actually already built in. So people receive that. But the perspective and the biggest thing people notice is that it just like clears your mind, brightens your day, and enhances that life experience.
This is such a powerful, powerful conversation and what so many people need right now. You know, Olivia, I wanted to ask you what it's been like for you to take the, you know, to take this tour, to take this step. And, you know, part of the conversation that I had in my mind about this was how wonderfully this blends in with your life and how natural of a fit this seems. Are you amazed at this when you wake up each day and you look at your life and you look at what you're doing and now you look at how you're actually going to be help people at a physical level?
I wake up in the morning, I see my husband's gorgeous face. That's a good start to any day. And I'm very grateful for him and for our new life together. It's really amazing. I can't even believe it myself. But yes, it just does seem to be there was some kind of greater pattern here that was in play to bring us together because we both are impassioned about the same things. And now my music kind of has a stronger resonance for me. It kind of has a reason because we can combine the two things together. And John is really supportive of me and my career and comes with me, and I'm supportive of him and I go with him, and it's just becoming a wonderful blend. And, Still amazes
me. Oh, so grateful, Pat. Yeah, let me share this with you, Pat.
Hey, John, hold that thought for a minute. We're going to take a short break. When we return, we're going to be on the edge of our seats waiting to hear the rest of John's story. Hey, Benny, how about playing one of those tracks from Olivia's CD, Grace and Gratitude? We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
So you are
Hi, everyone. This is Olivia Newton-John.
And Amazon John Easterling. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
Are you one of the millions of frustrated people who can't take off weight or keep it off on a low-fat or low-calorie diet? It's hard, isn't it? Well, don't despair another day. The Sugar-Free Miracle Diet is the answer to your prayers. I'm Karen Bentley, and I lost 130 pounds on this program. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Company. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com, that's sugarfreemiracle.com, and get started today.
Chocolate, not only sensual, but powerful. Shisei Dark Unprocessed Chocolate, highest level of antioxidants in a simple food. Did you know science has shown dark chocolate could help you lose weight? Did you know that you can actually improve your overall health by eating dark chocolate? Or that you can enjoy eating chocolate three or more times a day, guilt-free? Did you know that chocolate actually has a bliss factor? Life with chocolate couldn't be sweeter. Lifewithchocolate.net.
Do you or a loved one have chronic pain? ABC Health Solutions introduces Ferroblock, a fabric that relieves chronic pain with no side effects. Ferroblock's unique construction of micro-thin stainless steel and nylon interrupts EMFs, or high-frequency waves, from damaging our cells, causing inflammation and pain. Call 253-631-8270 or visit abchealthsolutions.biz to see a short video regarding Ferroblock. That's abchealthsolutions.biz.
What's ahead for you or your business in 2008? Get your custom roadmap for next year from internationally known astrologer Madeline Gerwick. Find out how to best focus your time and energy for the challenges and opportunities ahead. Call Madeline Gerwick at Polaris Business Guides for a personal or business consultation. Also ask about good timing for important events. Call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300.
From a place of special energy, the Sedona tools are specially crafted to work with the disruptive emotional energies of traumatic experience. You can release and resolve the past, move gracefully through the present, and attract the future you wish with power that's already yours. Your intent and creative visualization. Now work with the right tools. Visit thesedonatools.com. That's thesedonatools.com.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Hola.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to www.drpatlive.com. That's drpatlive.com. Amazon John Easterling and Olivia Newton John Easterling are in the house. I've been sitting here waiting to hear the rest of Amazon John's story that's going to tell us about what it was like when he and Olivia connected in that magical way.
You know, I went to see Olivia Singh. This was before we were, you know, we've been friends for many years.
Uh-huh.
And she had just done her Grace and Gratitude CD. And so I went to see her, never heard of that CD, but saw her perform that on stage. And it was such a healing resonance. Just to move right through the audience that I talked to her the next you. It was so strong, Pat, I told her, I want to introduce you to some of the healers and the curanderos that I know in the rainforest. And I invited her to go. And it was about 6 months later, we went down. And, gosh, on day two, we just fell madly and completely in love in the rainforest. it was that magical.
It doesn't get any better than that. You know, it's almost like I want to take the both of you and make this phenomenal a motivational movie about this. I mean, Pat, there's...
You know what? I wake up every morning in gratitude and just think, wow, how wonderful, you know, life has changed since our mm-hmm. you know, we've come together.
Olivia, I remember when you and I talked last time, and Grace and Gratitude had just been out, and our listeners love, and still love that CD. And there was a thought I had, and you and I talked about it in the moment. As a matter of fact, that was one of the most difficult interviews I've ever done since our technology, if you remember, kept
back. Oh, yes, I was on a bus. Moving, we had to stop on the side of the road. I remember that.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask you, there's this thing about the law of attraction. And there's this idea about what you put out, you attract back. And how interesting that you created that CD. And it's almost as if, at least in the public eye, your life changed. And I wanted to ask you about that. What Grace and Gratitude did for you beyond a musicality, but what it did for you energetically, and how do you relate that to your working with John, with Amazon John, and the message you have out today?
Well, when I made the CD, it was I was trying to express, for me, when I go through difficulty or I go through a life change, music is always the way that I heal myself, and I can't even help it. When I went through breast cancer, I wrote an album called Gaia that kept waking me up at 3 o'clock in the morning with songs in my head. It was almost like it was like this power that needed to get out of me and express itself, and it helped me heal. And through that, even though it was not my intention, it helped other people, because I actually made the record. I thought it was just going to be for myself. Same thing with Grace and Gratitude. It was kind of a transition and a way of healing myself, and really for myself. I wrote all the songs. My Amy Sky and I wrote the whole CD in like 5 days. We had kind of the intent of what we wanted it to be, and it just came to us. It was quite amazing.
Mm.
And through that energy, John felt that resonance of healing, and that's what attracted him to get to know me better. Because before that, I think he thought of me as a pop singer or something, some flimsy girl, and didn't realize I had anything beneath the flash and dash of grief and Xanadu. Yeah. And so that kind of brought us together, and that it was amazing. When I made Grace and Gratitude, I was kind of putting myself out there on the line in a little bit, because it was a very different kind of CD for me, and it was expressing all kinds of personal things that I never would have probably talked about, but I could say them through my music. And that's what attracted John to me. And now it kind of says to open up your heart and express who you are, because until you do, you don't know what is going to happen, and you don't know what beautiful opportunities you're going to bring into your life, which is what I have gained through going through something very difficult and expressing the fears and the pain through my music. If that makes sense.
It makes sense. And more importantly, it is such a heartfelt connection. And right now, today, and I wanted to ask you both about this, people are longing for a heartfelt connection. I'll just tell you that we're launching to over 450,000 homes in a brand new network that wanted to pick us up. And I really look at
that's wonderful. Well
yeah.
done.
Thank you. And it's really our listeners that have supported us to put us in that position, and that really calls me to do this show. And I wanted to ask you, there is such a call right now for the work that you're doing, John, for the healing properties of what, the Amazon Herb Company has created. And the question I think that comes to mind is, when we look at what you've created and some of the products you've created, what's your vision of how this will inspire people, not only to be from a health point of view, but from an entrepreneurial point of view?
Well, it's a great question, Pat. It's a big question, but it's really a simple question, because I think we are in a place of course, expanding consciousness around health and healing, who we are. And people have always recognized that that something's going on in the rainforest. You know, when you say rainforest, people feel a little saddened because of the deforestation and the destruction of the rainforest. But the next level of that is appreciating the value of what's there, and there's a global value and a personal value. The global value is the Amazon represents our source of oxygen and climate stabilization. And the personal value are a lot of the medicinal benefits that we can receive from that. And then at the same time, there's a huge transition going on right now economically in the world, and everyone is feeling that. Everyone's aware of that. And what's happening is, in my perspective, this is not a recession. It's not a depression. It's actually much bigger than that. I think we're in a transition that's just as big as going from an agricultural society that lasted a couple thousand years into an industrial wave of society, which lasted a couple of hundred years. We're moving into a transitioning into a whole different place. So you see the large corporations beginning to crumble and fall apart. I mean, it's so historic. I mean, what a call. General Motors filed for bankruptcy yesterday.
Yes.
You know, the very icon of the industrial age. And so as that falls apart, there's a huge re-empowerment of the individual. You know, the technology is available. Anyone with a laptop can be, you know, gainfully employed. So the business model that we employ is one of, it's referred to as referral marketing or network marketing, and that's the methodology of business essentially for the future. As you see the large corporations falling, a re-empowerment of the individual so individuals can get in touch with their personal greatness and find ways to express that in the world, and they can do that from any place in the world. So there's not a concentration of population towards factories. There's a decentralization of the population away from cities, away from factories, because people are empowered to, you know, activate their own greatness wherever they are. And so that's, I think, really important as an entrepreneurial, anyone with an entrepreneurial spirit. There's so many opportunities in the world right now to activate that personal empowerment and to engage in the world in a way you can generate income, you can do something that you feel good about. And so it's been a blessing to many people, even the ones who are laid off because they weren't happy in their work, and now they're finding a way that they can employ themselves, they can activate their entrepreneurial spirit and do something they feel good about that's contributing to the benefit of the world.
And this is what I love about this conversation, because it's empowering in many, many ways. Folks can find out lots more about that, John, correct?
Yeah, it's AmazonHerb.net or a DrinkZamu, Z-A-M-U, DrinkZamu.net.
Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. When we return, John and Olivia talk about how Zamu is not only powerful, but empowering. Let's hear the power of now from Olivia Newton-John's CD, Grace and Gratitude. We'll be right back.
All because of you. Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com. The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you ready to blaze the trail with your product or service, but you're unsure how to bring it to the marketplace without compromising your integrity? Andrea Adler, founder of Holistic PR and known as the High Priestess of Spiritual Marketing, takes you on a journey that will transform everything you think about marketing. Call 505-983-7777 or visit holisticpr.com. That's HOLISTICPR.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Picture yourself standing in the ancient stone circle of Stonehenge or gazing in awe at Egypt's Great Pyramid and Sphinx. Visualize participating in shamanic ceremonies at Machu Picchu or receiving a timely message from the Oracle of Delphi. Rejuvenate your path of personal growth and renew your spirit by traveling to the world's sacred sites with Body Mind Spirit Journeys and other like-minded travelers. Visit BodyMindSpiritJourneys.com or call 800-231-9800.
The 8th Annual Conscious Life Expo and Film Festival is coming up February 8th through the 11th at the Los Angeles Hilton, and it promises to be a bigger success than ever before, bringing together cutting-edge leaders and lecturers. Confirmed speakers include Byron Katie, Gay Hendricks, Peaceful Warriors Dan Millman, best-selling authors Daniel Brinkley and Lynn Andrews, Eric Pearl, Dr. Joe Dispenza, celebrity psychic Linda Drake, and author and personality Vaishali. That's just some of the many guest lecturers that'll be there. Enjoy a comedy night, conscious business symposium, and music throughout the entire weekend. Not only will you be able to mingle with like-minded people, you'll be able to enhance your own self-growth by being at one of the largest premier mind, body, and spirit events in the United States. Go to ConsciousLifeExpo.com or call 800-367-5777 for early booking. For more info, visit ConsciousLifeExpo.com.
You know the secret, but you still have questions. Explore life's deeper meaning. See One, the movie, now available on DVD. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Now, the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. I encourage you to experience this incredible movie for yourself and uncover the riches of your soul today.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, for more information about us, go to www.drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. Amazon John Easterling and Olivia Newton John Easterling are my very special guests today. John, I know that there is a passion for life and for the earth, and that is so obvious from today's conversation. What I love about the combination of this is that you can become an entrepreneur and be passionate about what you have to offer people. This is a brilliant combination. And when I look at the, you know, when I look at the drink, which is, and I have my bottle right in front of me, by the way.
Oh, good. That's how we start every day. Every I could get
I was going to ask you, Olivia, this is something that you have now taken, Olivia, and take every day. What I love about it, it has no preservatives. And I'm amazed on how you even did that.
Yes, it's totally organic and there's no fillers.
Yeah, it's totally organic. Everything in there is from the rainforest, and there is no stabilizers or preservatives, which means you have to refrigerate it after you open it. But, you know, a lot of those stabilizers and preservatives aren't the best things you can introduce into your physiology. So we intentionally left all that out. And so you've got the camu. Camu is the featured ingredient, and then there's some acai in it, which has also gotten a lot of play recently. It's a berry from the Brazilian palm. There's a cinnamon, and there's a mango, there's some pineapple.
And cinnamon is a natural a preservative, and apparently they're doing all kinds of research on cinnamon, so having that in the drink. It's great for your blood sugar and also is a natural preservative.
Yeah.
See all the things I'm learning, Dr. Pat?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You know, there was a recent study done with cinnamon that showed that people that either smelled cinnamon or chewed cinnamon gum before they took tests, it improved cognitive brain function. And, of course, mango, you know, it's very rich color. It's very high in beta carotene, and that improves long-term memory. As well. And then with the camu with the neurotransmitters and the serotonin uptake, you know, it's all about feeling good. When you feel good, you know, the world becomes better.
And cacao, honey, the chocolate.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for the chocolate question.
Yeah, the chocolate and the chocolate is amazing. It's so good for you. And then we have a wonderful, there's a herb from the rainforest, the Sundre Drago, which is a wonderful antiviral. So it's a great combination and it tastes delicious. Better than anything, it tastes delicious.
Yeah. You know, one thing about cacao, you know, which is what chocolate's made from as part of the drink, is, you know, everyone recognizes now, I believe, the all the polyphenol content and the antioxidant value of cacao, and it also increases the elasticity of blood vessels, which you know, is great for cardiovascular health. But the thing people may not recognize is it increases blood flow to the brain, circulation to the brain. So it's a great ingredient there as a carrier for the Camu and the other ingredients to really nutrify our brains.
Dr. Pat, on one of our first kind of dates when John and I were kind of getting to know each other before we went to Peru, he brought a cup of Zamu that he was kind of practicing the different combinations. And I think it was the whole trick because it had chocolate in it. It was all to go to the brain to realize how great he was.
Brilliant. Brilliant. As a matter of fact, you may want to be calling up eHarmony or Match.com or something with that.
Yeah, I think so. Zamu is the best one for that. And also the wonderful thing about Zamu that we haven't even touched on yet is the contribution that it makes back to the rainforest through the ASEAR organization. We're a wonderful group that works in the rainforest to educate the children who live in the forest and in the villages on the tributaries of the Amazon to the importance of keeping a healthy living rainforest, because these children grow up in that environment. They think that's how the world is. They don't realize that what happens down there affects all of us, because everything that we do in every part of the world affects everybody else. So to encourage them to keep a healthy living rainforest is what the ASEAR organization does. And so every bottle, a portion of that bottle goes to the ASEAR Foundation.
And there is, and Olivia, that's what I wanted to talk with you about, because you're involved with this. Of course, you know, you're married to an amazing man. And
I am.
Yes, and you're the envy of many women. And,
yes,
you know,
I knew.
And now you have a different mission as well. I mean, not that it's different. It's as if your life has catapulted to a different level of advocacy. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, it's different when, you know, I've talked about the rainforest and wrote an album, Gaia. When I went through breast cancer, that whole album was based on a visit to the rainforest that I'd made a couple of years before. Who knew that I'd be now married to Amazon John? But at the time, I was very touched and felt the spirit of the planet and the spirit of the world. I felt her very strongly and how everything we were doing was affecting her. And that was Gaia, the spirit of the earth. And so it's like all these things have culminated in now, and that intent that I had back then has led me to where I am now. Amazing.
There's also a rainforest essence skin renewal system as well.
Oh, yes. I'll talk about that because
yes, please.
Every day. And Juvia, the base of that is also, especially in the Camu serum, it, the base is, again, the same fruit that's in the Zamu drink, the Camu fruit. And it's got this amazing, intoxicating smell. When you put it on your skin, it has this beautiful aromatherapy essence to it, because it has essential oils in its base. Again, no preservatives. The skincare line is natural and beautiful, and your skin feels really beautiful. It's fantastic stuff. I love it.
And, you know,
use it every day.
I use it every day, too. So it's good for everyone. And the Camu, it's interesting, Pat, the Camu berry, when, you know, I've been in the rainforest many, many years, I noticed the Indians would pick it off the tree and just smear it on their face. And I didn't want to miss out, so I'm doing the same thing, wondering why. And your face just feels so good, so kind of alive and bright, and kind of tightens the skin. And so I had to find a way to get this into a product that I could use every day. It was just a very personal thing in the beginning. So I went through several years, because to stabilize a skincare product is very difficult. But now there's a couple of people that have invented some things, you know, some very concentrated essential oils. You can stabilize these ingredients such that now we've got a rainforest skincare line that's all natural, no chemicals or preservatives. It's stabilized with concentrated essential oils. And we're bringing the value of each of these medicinal plants for the benefit for the skin. Sangre de Drago stimulates migration of fibroblast cells, which actually produce collagen that fills in the wrinkles. It's a very potent antioxidant, the sap from a tree. And you mix that with the Camu, which is the world's highest concentration of naturally occurring vitamin C. And you know how there's people using vitamin C serums. Well, here's the natural form with some Sangre de Drago. Samambaya, I get very passionate about this because Salmonella is like a natural sunscreen. It's actually been shown to negate the harmful effects of sunlight. And so that's very important, too. The bottom line is it just feels really good. You get an aromatherapy benefit. You can see the difference very quickly. And it's just fun. Mm-hmm. And there's a little exfoliator. There's only six products. I made it, you know, it's been designed to be very easy to use. I use it every day. So men or women both really appreciate the benefit of that, Juvia.
Yeah. And I was really struck by it because I saw the list of ingredients. You actually publish all of the ingredients. So there is nothing hidden. And the thing I wanted to ask you about as well is your products are in glass. And, wow, that is so refreshing. And I wanted to ask you your thinking behind that.
Well, you know, products will have a chemical reaction with, you know, plastics and things like that. So it's important to have glass just so, you know, if you're going to make a product and you're very conscious about the ingredients that are in that product and you want that product to remain the same, to not have any type of biological interface with other the container, sometimes people don't recognize the biological activity, the chemical activity that's happening in that container. So glass is far and away your best bet if you've got a very high quality product you want to deliver it in glass. And then again, the glass is recyclable, so people can recycle that glass. So environmentally, it's a conscious choice as well.
Amazing. Let's take a short break. And when we return, Olivia shares why this journey is so important to her and how she and Amazon John continue to help people across the planet heal themselves. Let's listen to one of my favorite songs from Grace and Gratitude. We'll be right back.
Where there is hatred, let me bring where there is doubt, let me bring faith. Where there is falsehood, let me bring truth. Where there is pain, I'll comfort you.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com. Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Tap into more of your brain potential. The exceptional HemiSync technology can help you achieve a focused, whole brain state. Refined with nearly 50 years of research and development, this patented audio guidance technology has been scientifically and clinically proven to be effective. Visit the Monroe Products website at HemiSync.com. That's HemiSync.com. Or call 1-800-541-2488.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I am thrilled to bring you this incredible offer from Lloyd Wright. Lloyd was a special guest on the Dr. Pat Show, and he's offering a copy of his book, Triumph Over Hepatitis C, to everyone that calls in this number, 877-676-1615, and you'll get a copy of Lloyd's book. Visit HepatitisCFree.com. Call 877-876-1615 for your free book. Call now.
Revitalize your soul with Wayne Dyer, Robert Holden, Doreen Virtue, Marianne Williamson, Greg Braden, and your other favorite Hay House authors on a day or weekend retreat in Las Vegas. It's the annual I Can Do It conference on June 26th through 29th at the Sands Expo, and it's packed with inspiring keynote lectures, interactive workshops, autograph sessions, exhibitors, and more than 35 best-selling authors. Tickets start at only $75. Call 800-654-5126 or visit icandoit.net.
Kick off your enlightenment with Carrie's 12 Steps to Enlightenment workshop. Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. This two-hour teleclass is on February 23rd at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Call 860-887-1201 to register for the 12 Steps to Enlightenment teleclass. Or visit KerryOConnor.com. That's KerryOConnor.com.
Learn how to balance mind, body, and heart during your own renaissance and improve the quality of your life and those around you. Bust the crust of your egoic thinking. Michael Nardi, the Renaissance Man, author of the new book, Stop Thinking, Start Living, and Begin Celebrating Every Moment, tells the story of his mother-in-law, Mama J, her miracle, and how he stopped thinking and how he celebrates every moment. Check out MichaelNardi.com. That's Michael, NARDI.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to www.thedrpatshow.com, THEDRPatshow.com. Olivia, I wanted to ask you about this journey for you right now, these products, and you know, from your perspective, a health perspective. I think all of our listeners know what your journey was like with cancer and how you continue to be an advocate. And last time we talked, you know, we talked about your spa in Australia and your walk in China. And I wanted to ask you, underneath all of this, what are your thoughts around the work that you are doing, the work that John is doing, and how that contributes towards cancer research and healing?
It's really interesting how my life has kind of led me into this circle of healing that I never, it was a subliminal intention, but I didn't realize until, you know, we got married that my whole life was kind of around healing. I have the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Wellness Center that I'm fundraising for in Australia that hopefully will be breaking ground on the end of the year. Yay! I have a breast health self-examination tool called the Live that helps women with regular self-examination as a reminder tool and to make it easier for them. Amazon Herb with John, now that I'm married to him, I'm totally involved in the healing of the rainforest and helping people get healthy. And Gaia Spa and my music, Grace and Gratitude, everything is around focused around health and well-being. And it's really fascinating to me how that kind of snuck up on me. And it's a wonderful place to be in my life because I feel, you know, I've had my pop years and my grief years and all this stuff, but now I'm in the time of my life that's about contribution, that I think as we get older, we want to contribute more, and it feels good to be doing that, and it feels a natural place to be, that everything I'm doing is about healing. And I'm very grateful that I'm here. I'm grateful that I've had a chance to live through all these different things and be healthy and strong and be able to just, you know, look at women who are going through this experience and go, look, I'm here, and you can do this too, and here are ways that you can keep yourself healthy and strong. So I feel just amazingly and intensely grateful for everything in my life, for John, for my life that I'm living, and for the contributions I'm able to make to the things I'm doing.
Yeah, I love this conversation. I wanted to ask you what the next steps are for you, Olivia, and John as well. You know, what is the next step? I mean, it sounds like and actually energetically feels like you're on such an incredible journey. I mean, if you could be floating in the clouds, that would be sort of the way that I would describe the energy from this. Yet at the same time, you know, you're down here on earth, one foot in front of the other, helping people. How do you see the vision and the next steps for you?
I think we put out the vision, talking about in the clouds. I think we're in the clouds as much as we're on the ground. We're always traveling, but it's usually for something, you know, positive that we're doing for the planet and for John's products, which in turn are helping the planet. I mean, everything that John does is about giving back and giving back to the indigenous peoples of Peru, where we get the products from, to the people that take them, to their circle of healing. So I think that we've kind of put out the intent, and life is taking us on this journey. I don't think we have a plan for the company and for, you know, helping people become entrepreneurs and earn their own living, because the world is, you know, even Front of Time magazine says that this week. There's a picture of a man half in a suit and half in casual outfit kind of saying, this is the man of the future. You won't be going to the office. You'll be working from home. This is where life is taking the world. But I think that we've put out the intent, and things are coming to us all the time. I'm going to be doing a video for Prince Charles's rainforest project next week, because he's on the same journey. In fact, his video, when we watched it the other day, he's saying what John has been saying for years. It was almost like watching the same speech come out of a royalty, my own royalty, sitting right next to me. But life is kind of taking us on this journey and guides us. We don't have a specific plan. We're just doing the things that we need to do and we're invited to do, and it keeps opening up. You keep thinking there's nothing more to do and another door opens. So I don't know if John feels the same way, but that's how I see it.
Oh, yeah, I do. And you know, there is, like I say, Pat, a consciousness now about healing. People are caring for each other, caring for themselves, caring for the planet. And that's just getting bigger and bigger, and people are recognizing a real value. It's something that you can really substantiate now. Why is the Amazon rainforest, for example, valuable? Well, now we recognize the climate change. Now we recognize oxygen is a good thing. So once our own species seems to be threatened, then we wake up to the reality that this is not about just being a good citizen and planting a tree in the Amazon. This is about the future of our species. And so then people wake up to the idea, this is really important, and so what can I do? How can I make conscious decisions and what I buy and what I do? And, oh, wow, look at the tremendous, the real living personal value that the rainforest is offering me now, that for the first time in our history, you know, we've been able to make these ingredients and things available to the larger population, things that are not available in the commercial food supply, that people can reinvigorate their body, get the anti-aging benefits, get the benefits of, you know, a new level of a way of thinking about the world in a positive way. And we call that probably clear your mind, brighten your day. But when you do clear your mind and brighten your day, then all the other possibilities become valid for each individual in their own life, and their choices change. And so the world, we really have an opportunity to make the world a wonderful and better place right now. And this whole circle is happening on a global scale. So it's just fun to to kind of be in that process as the bigger picture is shifting in a dramatic way.
Absolutely. And you actually have become the catalyst for this and so much of this. And, John, you know, it's been great sort of following your journey. And it's wonderful to see, you know, where you are now and what the company is doing, affording so many people the opportunities to do so much more. I want to thank you both for joining me here today. I want to make sure we give out the website again. And I wanted to ask each of you, do you have a personal message for our listeners today?
Yeah, I would just say just take a little quiet time and kind of get in touch with your own personal greatness. You know, we all have an extraordinary gift to contribute to the world, and, you know, find that passion and ways to contribute, because there's so many opportunities now, and I see so many people really getting in touch with that and being pioneers in delivering their passion.
And I would say take a few minutes to give thanks, because all of us, a lot of people are struggling right now with what they don't have, but I think if you take a few minutes to give thanks for what you do have, it'll empower you to realize that really we have so many gifts. I mean, just waking up in the morning and hearing the birds sing, or looking at the trees outside your window, or a single flower growing between a crack in the pavement, there's beauty everywhere if you can see it and if you allow yourself to do that. It'll really help your day.
Wow. Well, thank you both for joining us here today. I hope you will be up in the Seattle area sometime in the near future.
Oh, I hope so. Love it up there.
And we'll welcome
you. Yeah, you're in a beautiful part of the world.
Welcome you with open arms, bring you right here in the studio, and we'll go have some tea together. So thank you.
That would be lovely. So nice talking to you, Dr. Pat.
It's wonderful talking with you. Thank you so much for joining us here today. You're welcome. Ask yourself this question today as you take yourselves out. Have you reached out and given a hand to another person? Have you said hi to somebody on the street that you may not have said hi to? Have you looked into the mirror and said, I love you? And if you haven't, that is yours to do today. We'll see you right back here on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.